It's Cafe Mocha. On the line is Lonnie Love, Angelique, and Yo-Yo, and we are talking to Taraji P. Henson.
And you know, Taraji, you have a wonderful new hair care line. Ooh, you trying to help us save these edges.
Yes.
Talk about it, girl. Why? Because I just love your hairstyles. Talk about it.
Well, for me, it's about scalp care. Like, again, I don't just do things for money. I don't do things to just slap my name on a product and say, see, I got a hairline. No, this literally, I created this hair care line out of my own necessity. I wasn't even looking to make money. This is the misconception about black hair. Yes, it looks strong and it points towards the sky and it looks like it can take a beating, but it really can't. We have the most delicate, precious hair, and it will fall out if you do too much to it. So that's why we have to wear protective hair care styles. It's not, I mean, yes, for fashion and things like that, but we literally have to put our hair away.
Yeah.
So that's how we protect our hair.
Because we under those hot lights, you know,
hot lights, heat, trying to get it straight and all of that. We must protect our hair. So when I started doing weaves, I was like, okay, yeah, my hair's protected, but how do I keep it nourished and clean? And what about my scalp underneath all of this? And so I had to literally create something. And it wasn't until I started paying attention, because I went to a vacation with a friend of mine and her daughter, and they were like, oh my, they would complain about itchy scalp. And I was like, well, why don't you just use what I have? Because they had protective hair care styles. And I was like, use this. They were like, oh my God, this is amazing. Where do I get it? I was like, oh, give me a minute. And so then I started paying attention and I was looking, you know, at women. Just, I'm a people watcher anyway, because I'm an actress, but I'm watching women with weaves and I see, and it's not malicious. It's just because now I'm intrigued. And I see breakout on faces, and I go, I'm sure it's because she's not cleaning her scalp. And it's not that she's dirty or a nasty person. She doesn't know how. She doesn't know that it's a thing to do, you know. And so I was like, it's not even about just a product at this point. It's about education. Because women just don't know. They put their hand up and they go, see, my hair is safe. And it's like, yeah, but it's a whole nother thing going on up under there. And if you don't take care of that scalp, you're going to come out with dry, brittle hair that's going to break off in a clogged scalp that cannot grow hair. You want to produce a great harvest, you better have great soil.
Well, we want to go into, when we come back, we want to go into the product line, because I think sisters really need to know, especially us that's trying to, you know, go the natural hair care route. So we will be back with more Taraji P. Henson. This is Cafe Mocha.
Standing in solidarity. Celebrating 10 years of radio from a woman's perspective. It's Cafe Mocha.
It's Cafe Mocha, Angelique, Lonnie Love, and Yo-Yo on the line. We're talking to actress Taraji P. Henson and so much more. She's got a new show that she hosts on Facebook Watch, Peace of Mind with Taraji. But right now we're talking about scalps. She's got a hair care line called TPH by Taraji. And I don't know about anybody else, but I had to manually cut my weave out sometime like the beginning of April, because it was grown out. I couldn't get to my hairstylist, and then I didn't know what to do, Taraji. So what kind of magical products do you have for people like me who are, you know, currently in just random sorts of weirdness?
Well, first of all, when you're talking about natural hair, it's about manageability. Because if you're coming from a process or, you know, a relaxer or texturizer, you're not going to be used to the curl pattern. You have to get used to it. You have to train your hair again. And the great thing about TPH is not just the scalp care. Once you get past cleaning your scalp and conditioning your scalp and getting your scalp together, you have to deal with your hair. And, you know, natural hair, it's all about slip. It's all about being able to comb through it, to manage it. And that's what you will find in this hair care line. And I don't want people to all think that it's only just for natural hair. It's for any hair.
Because I like the products. It's called Intense Moisture Plus Care product line. You have a mask on, which is a moisturizing conditioning mask. You have Curl for Days, which is an intense moisture rich curl cream. Twist and Set, a moisture-rich twist cream, and Keep Shining, a lightweight dry oil mist. I mean, all this feels moisturizing to me.
Those are the four new products that we're launching, that we've just launched, because I think this comes out.
Do you have any grease for the scalp?
Yeah, it just launched, these four new products. And it's because when I first launched TPH by Taraji, I didn't want to leave anyone out. I was doing a sort of a This Is For Everybody hair care line. And then the sisters got mad. They was like, what about us? They don't think about us.
Now, Taraji, you got all this going on, but you are an actress at heart. That's what we love you for, is you know, and so we want to know, you know, what's coming up for Taraji.
I'm directing my first feature called Two Face. Ooh. And it's about a young black girl coming of age story that we don't have. I've never seen that on the big screen. When I was growing up, all I had was Molly Ringwald and the Brat Pack and 16 Candles and all those movies they did. And so now I want to give young girls what I never had, something to look at our story, our coming of age story, and how difficult it is in a funny way, because it's a comedy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm excited about that. Really, really excited about that. I'm loving directing. I have some acting things on a back burner, but right now I'm focusing on my feature film that I'm directing.
So Taraji, thank you so much for your time.
We love this.
Come back anytime. Remember, her Facebook Watch show, Peace of Mind by Taraji, and TPH by Taraji hair care line is available right now. Thanks, Taraji.
Thank you.
Ladies, stay safe,
queen. Bye-bye.
I took a minute trying to sleep without my meat.
Here's your dose of espresso. Strong, hot news now.
This is the Espresso. One Night in Miami is currently streaming on Amazon Prime Video. It stars Aldis Hodge as NFL great Jim Brown.
That is a man who has the organization that brings gang members together to tell them, look, you can do better, so do better. He's still doing that work. It's a brilliant businessman who knew his value and knew and wanted to share that value with his people.
Leslie Odom Jr. from the Broadway play Hamilton plays Sam Cooke.
I just had a transformative experience, not only playing Sam, but playing Sam in relationship to these other three brothers, to Aldis's Jim and Kingsley's Malcolm and Eli's Cassius.
Leslie Odom talks about the power of having Regina King as a director.
Every single time Regina offered me a thought or a note, it was something that would not have occurred to me, Lonnie. Like, that is just so valuable. That is the benefit of diverse spaces.
One Night Miami is currently streaming on Amazon Prime. That's the Espresso.
So you're with me, right?
Hang on to your seat and adjust the volume. It's time for the Mocha Mix. 10 minutes of pure mocha. Right about now.
Now.
Others, men with strength, wisdom, assertive, and genuine in their spirit. It's the Cafe Mocha Swag Awards, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
Thank you, ladies. It's Rashawn McDonald from Money Making Conversation. This week, I sat down with Cafe Mocha Swag Award winner, Anthony Alabi. He is an actor and former NFL player with the Miami Dolphins and Kansas City Chiefs. Anthony co-stars in the popular Netflix sitcom, Family Reunion. Anthony Alabi talked about not being stereotyped as an athlete in Hollywood.
It's a crazy thing because people always talk about the transition and they ask, you know, how did you pivot and, you know, what made you want to go into act? And the truth is, acting was it for me the entire time. Football is the thing that kind of swept me up and took over, and I had to put my wanting of acting on hold. So, you know, I'd like to tell the joke that when you're 6'6", 360, and you come out of the womb that way, you play football in Texas. Like, that's just what you do. As an actor coming in, when you're tall like that, a lot of times you don't get cast because they're just like, I can't frame you, or we don't know how to do it. But luckily, I mean, they know exactly how to kind of angle it and kind of look normal.
If you want to hear this full interview with Anthony Alabi, visit moneymakingconversation.com.
You like our flavor.
Cafe Mocha is a production of Miles Ahead Broadcasting in partnership with Compass Media. Executive producer Sheila Eldridge. For comments, booking, or more information, visit cafemocharadio.com.